Chapter 8. The Kingdom of the Sons of the Serpents. The essence of the new soul realization is brought closer to the pupils of the School of the Golden Rosicross than has ever been possible before. The group of the spiritual school of the young Gnostic Brotherhood has reached a new step in its development, a step which will take it into totally new, unearthly situations, which will nevertheless be very real. Things and values, which according to the Bible either took place in the distant past or will take place in the distant future, will become a living reality and a living present to the pupil. In the old dispensation, there were many who lived under the cloud, i.e., a specially prepared astral field, and in the new dispensation, we are told, the Son of Man will return on or in the clouds. And Paul exclaims to his pupils, "One day we also shall be taken up into the cloud," i.e., into the Gnostic astral field. Now, these same things are also being discussed with the pupils of the spiritual school, and they are also facing the same tasks. The past and the future have become the present, and the pupil now knows what the cloud, on which the Son of Man is enthroned, means. He knows that this is to be associated with the astral aspect of the new Gnostic field of life, and he knows he is able to experience and see that cloud. We would now like to take an aspect from the overflowing dish of revelations, which is continually set before you. For many reasons, it is necessary to shed some light on this aspect, namely the growth and manifestation of the new soul body. You know that the manifestation of the new soul consciousness, due to the concentration and activity of the Mercury element in the head sanctuary, also means the birth of the head of the new soul body. And only with that soul body you can exist in the cloud, the Gnostic astral field. The pupilship and the touch of the Gnostic currents inhaled by the heart and the liver produce much pure soul quality, which is concentrated in the fourth brain cavity. When the Mercury power can be released in sufficient quantity, and this in turn prepares the head sanctuary, the accumulated soul quality can be applied as a principle of the new state of life, like a breath of life. The head sanctuary of the soul body begins to be formed. It is concentric with the dialectical head and sticks out beyond it like a halo. This halo is the flaming adornment of the Pentecostal fire. Surrounding this fiery head is a refulgent light which ends at the bottom like the tail of a comet and gives the observer the sensation of seeing a fiery serpent which is continuously moving and which glitters like sunlight. You will now undoubtedly understand the expression, "son of the serpents," and also the worship of serpents. In the old veiled stories in the biblical book of Numbers, there is a part where the pilgrims, who have entered the promised land from the desert, and who have a task to perform there, behave incorrectly towards a certain kind of inhabitant of this land. The meaning of this story is as follows. On the way to carry out a task and thus having to contend with certain kinds of difficulties, it can happen that at critical moments, the pupil slackens his activity and deflects his directedness. The consequence of this is that wrong soul quality is produced, which blocks the process of participation in the kingdom of the sons of the serpents and causes the process to stagnate to such a degree that the body becomes ill and the pupil dies. The story says, Numbers 21:6, "Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. As a medicine, the survivors were advised to set up a bronze serpent, and if anyone were bitten by a false serpent, he would look at the bronze serpent and live." You will possibly understand this tale completely. The bronze serpent is the symbol of the true, newly born principle of the soul body that is born from the life of the truly devoted pupil. Whoever bears this principle cannot permit himself to return to the old state of life under penalty of death. This is why all of us need to look again and again at the bronze serpent. In other words, to focus on the path correctly in daily service in order to accomplish the process. May we all become children of the serpents and receive the power not to leave the one path.